Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
All right, everybody, welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
So glad that each and every one of you could join us for the program. It's an exciting day in Jesus, and we are here. We've been talking about all kinds of amazing situations and how we have authority in the earth. And Cher, I've just really enjoyed
it's been good.
This topic.
I mean, I keep saying everything's so important, but authority is so important in our walk.
It's the wheelhouse.
It really is. And Satan will trample you and be glad to do it if you let him. We have to have our authority, and we have to walk in it in the understanding that we are in Christ.
Yeah, I just have really enjoyed just talking and spending time learning about all the different things that God is doing. I mean, we both know that there's a lot going on right now in the world, and as the body of Christ,
we're going
to have to step it up. We're going to have to begin to step it up.
We've laid around.
We've been asleep. We've been hanging out a little too much. It's time to get up off the couch,
right.
Put the remote down, and start getting busy for Jesus, everybody.
Well, yeah, that pandemic and all these things everybody was dealing with created a lot of isolation and fear, and it's time to step up. It's time to step out. It's time to use your authority. And, you know, we want you guys to start operating from heaven's perspective and from what the Lord says, and not from your natural circumstances. You know, there's a opportunity that you have right now that we keep telling you it's your choice. It's your choice to step into this. And the time is now. God's preparing an army to go into battle and take down these giants in your life so that we can operate in the fullness of our calling.
You know, we tell people, share all the time, that they're overcomers.
Amen.
You know what? I think that's a great segue into today's program.
Yes.
And we've got a testimony. We've got an overcomer in the house today.
Whoop, whoop.
And I am very excited to have
I am too, especially. It's my dad.
My great friend, and it's Mike Green. Mike, we just want to welcome you to the program. We're really glad
you're
here with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure
to be
here.
So exciting.
Yeah, welcome to Turn the Light On.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, first, before we really get into it, you know, Mike is actually a sponsor of the program, and his business is, you know, Hercules Fence, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us just real quickly
here
about it, because this is your spot today. Tell us a little bit about what you do. We're so glad to have you, man.
I'm here to talk about Jesus.
Aww. I get it, but tell us a little bit about what you do. You do fence, right?
Yeah, we do. My father opened the fence company in 1960. Started me putting up fences when I was 15.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you
how
long
ago that was. That was like 20
years
ago, right?
Times three plus.
But we love having Mike as a part of the program. He's part of the foundation, but he's also a believer, and he has actually got a huge testimony to share
really
with us
does.
Today. And he shares dad, so we're just grateful you're on the planet.
I know.
I just wanted
this
to
is
say
so
thanks
fun
for
me.
Share into the game.
Yeah,
Mike,
I wouldn't really be here.
We really
I'm
appreciate
so glad
it.
I'm here.
But let's jump in. Let's hear a little bit about your story.
This is such
story,
a great testimony.
Mike.
I can't wait for my dad to share this. I think it's going to encourage all of you that may be walking through something really difficult and remind you the reaction and the choice that you have to make in your authority. So, like, Dad, I don't even know where to start, but
I've been a Christian for probably, a long time. I've been saved for a long time. And we started listening to guys like Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland on
right.
the radio.
The faith.
Love those guys.
Life-changing.
Healing ministries.
I mean, just life-changing. And we've been living, practicing the word in our life, just like you and Kevin have been talking about. And one morning I woke up and oh my goodness, my back hurt so bad I could hardly stand it.
Yeah.
And all the way around to my my lower abdominals. And I told Pastor, I said, man, we are, this is bad. She said, well, okay, well, let's speak the word. And I said, okay, all right. And we went a little while, and maybe a couple of days, and decided, okay, we need to go to the doctor. And just, I never for a moment have ever believed that seeing a doctor can stop me from getting healed.
Come on.
Or from being healed, you know. So we did.
That's really good.
It is.
So we, you know, we made an appointment, went to see a specialist in Orlando. I believe it was in Orlando. It's been a long time. I think 2015. But they did some tests and set my wife and me down and said, this looks like you have some kind of a scratch or some kind
a
of
lesion,
a
lesion. I think they called
that's
it a lesion.
What it was. Yeah,
right.
A lesion. And he says, I'm sorry, but I think you're going to wind up doing some chemo.
Yeah, he's saying it looked like cancer, right?
He said, yeah, it's cancer. Right. You know, and I'm like, I turned to Patsy, and she looked at my eyes, and we said, nope.
That's right.
There you go.
Here we go, guys. This is what we've been teaching.
Yeah, not today.
Yeah. Not today.
So, yeah, not today. Not ever, you know. So we came home. The days went by. They were kind of slow. Every morning for at least a week, you know, I would get up and I would raise my head, dance in a circle, and say,
hallelujah,
out loud. I mean, I had to speak it, and I would. I'd say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord, for healing me.
So good,
and,
Mike.
And then I'd go into the other room where Patsy was at, and I'd say, honey, I'm healed. And she would look at me and she'd smile and she says, yes, I know you are in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. But in the natural, ooh. Tell me, you know, like if you were to go by your feelings and how you felt, what was your body doing?
There were times when I could hardly stand up. You know, it was just very bad pain, very bad.
Yeah, and you were swelling up. I remember, you know, your whole stomach, everything was just swelling up.
Yeah. Not every healing's an instant healing.
Right. Well, this was pretty cool what God did. But, you know, so you're standing on the word and you're standing in faith every day.
Day after day. And I guess it maybe a week later, you know, I went to bed that night and standing in faith. And
now you were scheduled, I think, for emergency surgery.
The doctor said, we're going to have to go in.
And, right. And the first doctor wouldn't even see you. He didn't even want to help you, remember?
Right. Correct. Yeah.
And I'm filling in some gaps here because it has been a while. So now we're leading up to this place where I think it was on a Friday you were going to go into have to have emergency surgery. So now we're building up to that. So didn't mean to interrupt, but I think it's we're setting the stage here. Go ahead.
Where is the actual problem at this point?
What do you
what
mean?
What part of your body?
Well, It was
what were they saying?
The bladder. They were saying it was this lesion.
Gotcha. Lesions on the bladder. Okay.
Right.
So I don't think we ever specified.
Yeah,
that,
right. That's exactly.
For me, the pain was
all over, back, sure. all the way around.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah,
right.
It was very difficult. Yeah. And so I continued standing the word. And Sunday morning, I woke up and...
So wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead,
so
go ahead.
Friday, we can't finale yet. Friday, you went to the doctor, okay? So you were ready. You're like, okay, God, I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the word.
My bad.
You go to the doctor, and what does he say? He asks
They were missing some of the information that they needed for...
So you get there, you're like, okay, Lord, I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promises, you know, regardless of my circumstances and what I'm feeling in the natural. And then you get there and they're like, where's all your other paperwork? And you're saying, what do you mean, where's my paperwork, right?
Exactly.
Holy Ghost delay.
And I am hearing from my perspective, just to insert this, because I'm praying, you know, I'm another family member.
Was.
We're all praying. We're standing on the word.
Yeah.
I hear this, you guys. And so I have a choice as a family member. This is another part of walking in faith with your family.
Amen.
Be the support and don't be the person speaking death over your family.
That's right.
So I had a choice to make as well. I mean, I'm a daddy's girl. I could have just curled up in a ball and cried and been fearful, but I went to church that night.
Exactly.
And I worshiped till I lost my voice. I just praised God that He was a good God. That He was a good God. And you don't remember this, Kevin. You sent me a text. Do you remember what you texted me?
I don't remember, no.
You're a part of this story.
I know,
for me, from my spot.
Right.
You sent me
a lot of text, Sharon.
Yeah, you did. This particular night, you didn't.
I remember sending the text.
You didn't know. Yeah, so you didn't know, but while I was doing communion for you, Dad, you know, I was doing communion. I was doing my part, standing in faith with you guys. I felt the wind of the Holy Spirit blow through me, and it dropped me to my knees.
Yeah.
And I began to weep because I knew it was God answering me. And Kevin, you text me and you said, I'm standing in faith. I'm believing in faith for your dad. I heard his doctor's appointment got canceled. As a sign, this is what you said to me, the Holy Spirit is going to blow a wind through you.
Ooh, glory.
So my dad, we didn't talk that night. Because it was late when I got out, and I was, you know, I was you know, headed home and praying. But when I got to my husband, I just said, I'm anticipating a miracle here. God's about to do something. There's a miracle here. So it was Saturday morning. Now walk us through, you wake up, and what is going on? What's happening?
That's Saturday morning.
Yeah, was that Saturday morning?
Okay. So I got out of bed almost with an expectation. Of course, when you're in a fight, you know you're in a fight, you know. So I'm getting up and I'm thinking, okay, here we go, you know, and got to deal with it, speak the word only. And I kind of started to
move your body around.
Twisting around a little bit. And I'm looking for that, for
the
that
ouch.
Pain. And I'm like, what's going on here? And of course, I realized, oh my goodness. So I almost ran through the living room to where Patsy was at in the house, and
it's my mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay, we're figuring it out.
And like I had been saying almost every morning for
every morning for
last week.
Right.
You know, honey, I'm healed. And
she's like, yeah, you are.
She looked at me thinking, you know, okay, yeah, we are standing in faith. You are healed, honey. Yes, I agree in Jesus' name.
Go,
you
mom.
Are healed.
That's right. My warrior mom.
That's right.
Amen. You know, and I said, no, honey, you don't understand.
Hallelujah.
I raised my head straight up. I was like, I am healed.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So exciting.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Completely delivered from all the symptoms, everything. No surgery, no nothing.
So I had woke up that morning, and I was holding the phone. This is the faith we're talking about, the authority in the faith. So I get up. I've had this encounter with God, and now I'm holding the phone in my hand in my living room, saying, my dad's about to call. I cannot wait to get this phone call. I can't wait. He's about to call. My dad just got healed. And my husband's like, okay. I mean, you know, he's walking, but he's just like, okay. And the phone rang in my hand, and it was you and mom.
Yeah.
And I say, hello, dad? It's a pause. I hear one little sniffle about what you just did just there.
Right.
And I'm like, Dad? And I hear another sniffle. And then I hear you say,
I'm healed, honey.
I'm healed. And I was like, woo! Screaming. And I hear my mom saying, I'm getting so excited. Kevin finally gets to yell at me that I'm being loud. He's usually one blowing the speakers up at the station. But I was screaming, and I could then we hear mom, praise Jesus. Mom, you don't sound like that. That was a really bad impression.
She doesn't.
But it was like, praise Jesus.
Horrible impression. It was like the one I do for my wife.
No, but it
like,
was.
I hate it when you make that.
No, it was praise Jesus. Praise
Yay.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just all stood in that living room.
Hallelujah.
Standing on the word. It's such a great story. There are people out there right now that need to understand that you have a choice to stand in the word and speak life and healing over your body. It does make a difference.
Absolutely.
And this is a testimony of the goodness of the Lord. And he says, I am no respecter of people. What he did for you, Dad, right?
Amen.
He will do for other people.
That's right. That's right. You know, and for me, it's really important sometimes when who you share what you're going through with.
Oh, this is good.
I knew that what I was going through was safe with you. You know,
right.
I didn't want you walking around saying, oh my gosh,
yes,
your dad's got cancer.
You
know, what am I going to do?
You know? Right, right.
And I knew that that would never come out of your mouth.
That's
right. And so I think it's really important.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Who you tell.
Right. Right,
you
know, who you
want to
share.
Tell the people that are standing, you know, with the Lord.
That's
that are
right.
In faith, that are going to be in
right.
faith with you. I've got people in my family. I just don't. I
right. You
I don't
share
tell
that.
Them things.
No, you don't.
Because
that's
they
right.
speak death. They just spew death immediately.
Yeah.
And
they don't
life
know.
And death are in the power of the tongue.
That's right. They
when
don't
we know.
We know
this and we realize this. And I believe there's some people out there. Maybe you've spoken death over some of your situations. Just break those words
that's
off
right.
of your
you
situation
can come out of
and
agreement.
Begin to speak
that's
life.
Right.
You know, we've been talking about Colossians 2:6-10, it says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Come on,
yes.
Mike, you said,
amen.
I'm thanking you,
amen.
Lord, I can see
yes.
you standing
yeah.
there, for in him dwells yes. all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete
in him.
In him,
yes.
who is the head of all principalities and powers. Some of you guys need to be complete in Jesus.
Yes.
And Mike, what would you say to somebody that's out there and they're battling, they're in the same warfare that you were in with their body? You know, what advice would you give
it
to
is.
Those people out there that are listening right now that are just struggling, man? They're in pain just like you were every day when they wake up, their backs and their necks, and I see people with their eyes and
yes, listen
different
up.
Things. You
it
know,
is with thanksgiving that he causes us to triumph.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to know that you know that
come
you
on.
Know. You
that's
know,
right.
It's a matter of standing on the word before you have the results.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm. So good.
Not going by how we feel, our feelings and our emotions. That's what gets you in trouble. You start speaking the facts of the natural, and you come out of the facts of the supernatural. And it's the facts and the supernatural that supersede and change what's the facts in the natural, right?
I mean, yes. yesterday yeah. we were saying, you know, calling those things that be not as though they are.
That's
you
right.
know, and all of that situation, you know, your body would tell you you're lying when you
yeah.
start making declarations of
right.
faith,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
There is strength, you know, and having someone join with you in prayer. You just have to know that person that you're sharing with or standing on the word with is doing exactly that.
Right.
Right.
You, know,
and
right. you and mom
exactly.
were in sync. You know, you
100%.
Had that. And if you don't have a partner or a husband or a wife, then you need to find a friend. You need to come
yep.
to a church that believes. You
yep.
need
amen.
To surround yourself with people that believe in the power of Jesus and the blood and how he heals. He
the
wants
authority.
To heal. And the authority and the faith. What else? And the weapons of warfare.
Come
and
on,
all the
it.
Things that we've been teaching you.
That's
so
right.
I couldn't have, of course I'm biased, but I couldn't think of a better testimony that we could share about sickness and how God, we are overcomers and how God healed you. It's yeah. so good, Dad.
And you got
thank
roped
you.
In, man. We saw
well,
an opportunity and we grabbed it.
Yeah, just,
we saw you
just so you guys know.
So honored to have you here.
Right, you know, we had one day of recording and we didn't have, right, Kevin? We didn't have any content that we were particularly leaning towards,
right.
So I said, I don't know. And Dad,
like,
you
I wonder why there's an opening.
I don't know. We were like, I don't know. And then Dad, you just happened to stop by the studio today, and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, here we
here
go.
It
this is it. So,
yep.
total Holy Spirit. You did such a good job telling it, and I hope that it really encouraged and inspired a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I love you, Dad. I'm
I
so
love you
glad.
Too, honey.
I'm so
you
glad.
Know, and you know, Mike, as we walk in authority, you know, it doesn't just apply to necessarily healing in our lives. What are some other areas of your life where you've just seen God begin to move in the miraculous? You know, I know we've maybe we'll be leaning towards talking about finances and other areas of our lives. Yeah. But I just see you as a patriarch of the faith. You've stood the test of time. Yeah. I mean, that's
right.
The real deal.
Did he just say
is,
you were old?
No, but I'm just saying the test of time is, you know, you've stayed faithful for your lifetime.
Right.
You know, and I think that is
God
you know,
has
commendable,
been
and God has been faithful to you, and you've been faithful to Him
to a thousand generations.
Hallelujah! I receive that
right now. I know that God is reaching into the lives of the people that are out there that have heard this testimony, and I am believing that you're encouraged by this story.
Yeah,
and that you're going to continue to stand, and you're going to continue to wake up every day and say, "By His stripes, I am healed.
Hallelujah!
I am healed today.
And
you know
what?
Call those things that be not as though they are.
Yes,
and allow God to just do that finished work that Jesus paid such a huge price for us to have.
Yeah,
and receive that by faith today.
Yes. Oh, amen. And we're just I'm fired up. I'm encouraged by it too. Testimony in Hebrew means do it again. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, by us and by you guys out there giving your testimonies, you're asking the Lord to do it again, and it's glorifying Him. It's showing His strong arm, which He is. We don't serve a weak God. He is the God of this universe, and He's your daddy, and He cares about you, and He loves you, but you have to step out. You have to make a choice in that moment whether you're going to respond with the word or respond in emotions and feelings. And then you guys out there supporting people, you have a choice.
Yeah.
Are you going to respond in supporting what they're saying and standing on the word? Or are you going to step out in the natural and go by your scaredy emotions and all the things the enemy is trying to get you to come into agreement with, right?
I competed in martial arts for over 20 years.
Hold that thought. You want to go? Okay, keep going. Go ahead.
There are a couple things that you have to pay attention to.
Right.
You can't just say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be number one, I'm going to win.
Right.
And not train, not know the word.
That's such a good point.
You know, I mean, it's not just speak the word only.
Yeah, No, so it is. It's practice. People think, well, how do you get to where you...
Right.
You increase your faith by using your faith.
That's right.
Having done all to stand, therefore stand.
Yeah. And you did, man. So
Hallelujah.
God's gotten the glory, though. Come on, you want to give God the glory? Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
He gets it all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
go on. Thank you,
glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we're just thanking the Lord right now for your healing out there, for your testimony.
Yes.
We want to hear about it.
Today is your turn.
Today is your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah.
Joyful.
Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
What a fun day today.
We also have Mike Green with us today. He just shared a powerful testimony. And I think we would, I think it would be a mistake if we didn't have Mike pray for everybody, Cher, as we close out the program.
Right.
Mike, I just once again want to just say thanks so much for coming in and sharing and being a part of the program.
Awesome.
And would you just maybe pray for those who are,
of course,
you know, struggling
and
dealing with the same situations that we've all dealt with? Each of us have had our struggles.
Right. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's pray together.
Let's pray.
I'd be honored. Father, we come to you in that precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us your word.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That your word is above everything named.
That's right.
Father, those with infirmities, sickness, any type of disorder that they need to overcome, that they want to be healed of. Father, we thank you that your word is over that.
Amen.
That when we speak in faith, the things that your word says we can have, we have them.
Amen.
And then after speaking them, we stand on them, having done all things to stand, therefore we stand.
Yes.
So we lift these people up to you, Father. Anyone out there reaching out in faith right now, that they would have the faith to stand firm, hold on.
Yes.
They may not have to hold on long, hopefully not as long as I did, but we thank you, Father, that they are healed.
That's right.
We agree in the name of Jesus, and it is with thanksgiving that we offer this prayer to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Receive, receive, receive.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We want to hear these
healing
testimonies.
Healing is yours.
That's
thank
right.
You,
we want to hear it.
Thank
What's
you.
Our
testimony
email?
At ourlighthouse.net.
We
want to hear
your
testimonies. Once again, we thank each and every one of you for listening to the program today. This is Kevin and Cher with Turn the Light On. You guys have a wonderful day.
Bye, everybody.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.